NBA coach and player arrested in massive sports betting and mafia-linked poker schemes. An NBA head coach and a current player were among more than 30 people arrested in New York on charges tied to rigged poker games and fraudulent sports betting schemes. Federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of New York unsealed indictments on Thursday accusing Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier of participating in two separate sprawling conspiracies. Authorities say the operations used sophisticated cheating technology, insider information, and ties to La Cosa Nostra crime families to siphon millions from bettors and recreational gamblers across Las Vegas, New York, and Florida and the Hamptons. Details of the schemes. Prosecutors say the poker operation, which stretched through high-stakes games in Las Vegas and private rooms in New York and Long Island, relied on altered shuffling machines, hidden cameras, and even table-mounted devices to read opponents' cards. Victims, described in court papers as unsuspecting fish, were enticed by the chance to play against former professional basketball players. Once the victims lost, members of the operation allegedly used extortion and violence to collect debts, with proceeds shared with Gambino, Genovese, and Bonanno family members. Billups, a Hall of Famer who was inducted last year, has been charged with participating in that poker conspiracy. Prosecutors say the scheme bilked at least $7 million from targeted players and that some participants used physical threats to enforce payments. Court filings show prosecutors urged detention for organized crime figures implicated in the case while proposing that nonviolent defendants, such as Billups, be released under strict conditions, including bans on gambling and tight travel limits. Separately, an indictment alleges Rozier joined a ring that exploited confidential information about NBA players and teams to rig prop bets, wagers on specific statistical outcomes such as points, rebounds, or assists. In one 2023 incident, while Rozier was with the Charlotte Hornets, prosecutors say he told associates he planned to leave a game early with an injury. After bettors placed prop wagers based on that expectation, Rozier exited the game after 9 minutes and 36 seconds. The indictment describes cash settlements counted at Rozier's home and identifies multiple unnamed co-conspirators, including other current and former NBA figures. Legal response and industry reaction. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella, framed the arrests as a major blow to criminal actors operating around legal wagering markets. My message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this. Your winning streak has ended, he said. Your luck has run out. An FBI official described the scope of the fraud as mind-boggling, saying investigators uncovered what they believe are tens of millions of dollars in illicit gains across a multi-year probe. The NBA confirmed both Billups and Rozier have been placed on leave while the league cooperates with federal authorities. The league said it treats allegations of this nature with the utmost seriousness and will work with prosecutors and its internal integrity office. Rozier was taken into custody in Orlando early Thursday. Billups was charged in New York. Rozier's attorney, Jim Trusty, argued his client is not a gambler and looks forward to winning this fight, and criticized the timing and optics of the arrest. Independent observers say the cases underscore vulnerabilities in the rapidly expanding U.S. sports betting market, which has grown since the 2018 Supreme Court decision that allowed states to legalize wagering. This investigation highlights how quickly innovation outpaces oversight, said Laura Simmons, a former federal prosecutor and gambling compliance consultant. Prop markets that reward micro-behaviors by players create incentives for corruption and opportunity. ADRs, leagues, and regulators need faster information sharing and stronger surveillance to close those gaps. Court filings and next steps. Prosecutors have filed detention memoranda seeking to hold alleged mafia members and ringleaders without bail, while proposing conditional release for some athletes pending trial. The indictments include detailed allegations about technology used to fix games, cash flows, and violent enforcement tactics. Trials in federal court could take months to schedule, and both the NBA and state gaming regulators may open parallel reviews. Beyond the immediate criminal cases, the indictments are likely to prompt renewed scrutiny of prop bet handling by sportsbooks, data integrity protocols, and how leagues communicate medical or availability information about players. Regulators in states with large betting markets, including New York, Nevada, and New Jersey, will be watching the developments closely as prosecutors advance their cases.